Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. The phones are open. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And you can do that there with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
So there's, of course, a ton of stuff in the news to discuss. We're going to continue and maybe restart a topic that we tried at the last part of the show yesterday, and we just didn't really have time to dig into it in any kind of meaningful way.
Yeah, I couldn't even really get the gist of what the article was trying to say yet.
Yeah, something about Bitcoiners being psychopaths.
What?
So, yeah, we could talk about that coming up here. Plus, Elon Musk has made an offer to purchase Twitter, and some people thought that was going to be coming, and it did, apparently earlier today, to the tune of, what was it, $40 billion or something?
I thought it was $42 billion.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's a legit offer. It was a lot more than it's really worth. He paid $38 a share last week for what he did buy.
Yeah.
And this week he offered $54 a share.
$54.20 a share. He wants to take Twitter private.
So 5, 4, 20. He did that on purpose.
He does that stuff. Yeah.
Elon Musk does do that stuff, so yeah.
He's constantly using the number 420 and 69.
And I didn't know until Matt pointed out to me, I always thought it was just random letters that he came out with his, like, Tesla Model S, and then there was...
The Model E?
The 3.
Oh, okay. The 3.
Like an E.
Yep.
And then the X reverse. And then the Y, so it's sexy.
Yeah. I like him. I don't know what his angle is, but I like him.
I don't either. Although, there's an interview I've been sort of watching very slowly. It's been around since late December, where he sits down with the Babylon Bee editors for almost an hour and 40 minutes and has a conversation with them about various different things. I've only watched 14 minutes of it. It's not my priority or anything like that. But every now and then I come back and I'll watch it for a few minutes just to see what the guy says. He's obviously at least seemingly freedom friendly in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know, you wanna
like him.
You wanna like him and you wanna pin that label on him.
But then he
like,
takes welfare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, no one's perfect. And
there's tons of libertarians out there who cash those stimmy checks.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them.
Sure. Well, I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with... I'll take the nobody position on this one, our co-host Nobody, if you're a libertarian and the government's going to hand you some money and you're willing to do whatever, you know, strings are attached to get that money, then you might as well take it. It ultimately was yours in the first place, likely, and even, you know, they stole it from you, right? Because that's what governments do. And even if somehow you've been able to track the amount of money that you've given to them over the years and somehow you've taken in more than you've given to them, which would be a real feat, even then, you know, they're still going to give it to somebody. So, like, if you're using it to advance freedom, okay, fine. Personally, that's not right for me. It doesn't feel right for me. But I wouldn't judge somebody else for holding that particular position.
I just kind of like to wag my finger at people.
Yeah.
I would say the thing about the stimulus checks was everybody was getting that, and they literally made me lose my job, and I didn't.
The checks made you lose your job?
Oh, the government made me lose my job.
You mean through the lockdowns?
The lockdowns and stuff. But yeah. I continued to work and refused to just go on welfare and sit on the couch.
Right.
So.
And most people went ahead and sat on the couch. Elon Musk, not a couch-sitting kind of guy. He's an entrepreneur, a very successful one. And he threw down, again, he's offering $54.20 per share. and that was made today, apparently. He already has a 9.1% stake in the company, although somebody else bought out, they knocked him out of the top position. So he, last week when he became publicly the 9.1% owner, he became the largest shareholder. Now, Vanguard Group is apparently 10% or so holder.
Basically the New World Order, right?
Yeah, that's the name of that company. That, are they like the real estate holdings company or something?
I think so,
yeah. Deal?
Yeah. Well, there's two of them. There's two that you always hear about. Vanguard and Blackwater, and I'm sure some of our
BlackRock.
BlackRock. BlackRock, yeah.
Yeah, and they're on the list, too. I saw the list today of the ownership of Twitter, who owns the most stocks, and they're all in there. Bank of America, all these big bankers, big major investment groups. It's totally owned from, like, top to bottom.
Yeah, and if they don't take this deal that Elon Musk is offering, mm-hmm. that would actually show how fishy the whole thing is, because you
because it's not about money. If he's
not about money, if they don't take it, then it's clearly not about money, mm-hmm. because that board bears a fiduciary responsibility to accept that offer if no one else is willing to beat it. Yeah, they have to take that offer if there's no one else willing to beat it for their shareholders.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so if their shareholders don't get the payout on that big offer, or if somebody doesn't come along and offer to top it, mm-hmm. then it's his. And if they don't take it, then
they're breaching their responsibility and could be sued. Right?
They're derelict in their duties.
Well, they're trying to spin this narrative that he's somehow threatening democracy with this. So they might just, use some backhanded way to take him away or keep it away from him.
Call him a terrorist and nationalize Twitter?
Yeah, because they're trying to say, oh, he's a threat to democracy right now. That's what all the tweets are saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the leftists are freaking out about
this. Well, that's the funny thing is, Elon Musk is using the same terminology, saying that having a free speech platform helps democracy.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that him buying it to make it uncensored would threaten democracy. It's only the other way around.
Yeah, the leftists are afraid he's going to reinstate Trump. Right? Like, that's what they're afraid of.
That's the pettiest thing ever, right?
Imagine the shrieking.
It'd be great.
He couldn't just reinstate Trump because he owned Twitter?
Sure he could.
How?
Well, he'd be the owner.
Okay.
Oh, you thought I meant into the presidency?
Yeah, I thought you meant
no.
Yeah.
Trump will get his Twitter account back.
Yeah. Oh,
which would be hilarious. Would Trump take it? He's got his own.
Yeah, he would take it. He hasn't even posted on his own thing. He posted one time in a month.
Maybe he hasn't because Elon approached him and was like, just sweep.
We got you, bro.
Yeah, hang on. Give me a minute here. That's funny. I wonder if Donald Trump would be willing to kick in any partnership money on the venture with Elon Musk. That would be extra hilarious.
The company is weighing adopting, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, a so-called poison pill that would block Mr. Musk, who owns 9.2% of the company, from increasing his stake beyond 15% or so, according to a person familiar with things there. Quote, the decision we make and how we execute it is in our hands, no one else's. This is what the CEO said on Monday after Musk had reversed his decision to join Twitter's board. We did report on that earlier this week. A lot of people were expecting Elon Musk was going to take that, and that would have limited him to 14.9% ownership, and he wisely did not take
that. Yeah, but I saw that. I was like, he's going to buy this whole thing.
He's going to.
When he doesn't take that board seat, he's buying this whole thing. I didn't think he was going to do it, and then the news came out.
What do you think they mean when they say there's a poison pill that could somehow block this this situation? They don't even hint at what that could possibly mean.
I don't think there is one other than maybe a worker strike, a walkout.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's not like Elon Musk isn't prepared to hire all new people.
He's got tech people. Yeah. They could just roll right in there. No problem.
I'm also, one of my concerns is the Google Store and the Apple Store, Google Play and the Apple Store both threw Rumble out, right? Was it Rumble they threw out?
One or the other of those things.
One of the big ones.
Parler, something like that.
One of those. I wonder if they're getting ready to throw Twitter in the dumpster, too, if Elon Musk takes over and allows a free speech place to exist.
They certainly could. They could do that. Now,
that'd be a pretty big fish to throw into the garbage, though, right there. Twitter's a big deal. Well, it might delist that.
But can't people just get it on Twitter from the internet?
Yes.
That's how I get on Twitter.
Yeah, you can just go on a mobile browser.
Yeah. Couldn't you still be able to after Google Play got rid of it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You would just use your browser.
Yeah. I think Elon Musk got to open its own Play Store.
And he could always put it, that's an interesting idea. And he could always just put out the APK file for Google for Android users. iPhone users would be S out of luck in that case because they're completely centrally controlled by Apple.
No, I use, oh, I see what you're saying. If
iPhone takes you off their store, you're
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. in here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
Talking about Elon Musk and the latest interesting developments, one that a lot of people, I think, were predicting, that he has made an offer to take Twitter private. Now, I don't know a whole lot about how all this corporate stuff works with stocks or whatever, but presuming that he's the 9.2% or 9.1%, depending on which articles you read, owner of Twitter as far as stocks are concerned, I guess that would mean he would have to buy the other 91%, right? Like, he has to make an
offer. I'm not quite sure how that part works either, but I think what he's trying to do is buy the outstanding common stock.
Mm-hmm.
So the outstanding common stock would be anything that's not treasury stock, which is what the corporation itself holds. So whatever's on the stock market for sale when he goes to make the buy, or he puts the offer out and the company okays it, then that's that.
And what does it exactly mean to take it private?
I mean, so right now it's a publicly traded company. That means that anybody with a stock trading app or a broker or whatever can go and buy or sell Twitter stock on the stock market, right, on the stock exchange. But if it's a private company, that goes away.
Right.
All of the stock is converted. It's not converted. It's bought out, right? People who have the stock.
And technically, it's a private company. It's not owned by the government, but it's publicly traded. So you can go be an owner, too.
Until if something like this happens, if Musk comes in and the board of directors takes this deal, and you're saying they basically have to, unless somebody comes in with a better offer, that it's their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders to say,
to take the offer.
The reason why they would have to take it is because he made it above, right?
Yep.
Like, there's the current stock price, which is 40-something bucks per share. He came in and said, I'll pay you $54.20 per share. So basically, because everyone holding would quote-unquote make money, except for the people that bought it at 70 or 60 or whatever was up there, everyone holding it would quote-unquote make money, so therefore it's in the best interest of the shareholders for the board of directors to say,
correct.
Yes, we'll take
it. And it would be a lot of money. It would be for him to make
$43 billion.
Yes. It would be a lot of money just for the average person.
He doesn't have that cash. I was looking at some of the stories about this. You know, even though he's the world's wealthiest man, a lot of wealthy people have assets, right? They don't have
cash.
Elon Musk doesn't have $700 billion cash that he can access, but he does have stock in Tesla, and he's got business ownerships here and there, and, you know, houses and whatever other investments.
Yeah, most of the extremely rich people are pretty illiquid.
They're wealthy on paper.
Yeah, they're wealthy on paper. They have a lot of stuff.
But he can do this, right? Like, he can sell Tesla stocks and then buy these. So yep. he's got what it takes to pull this off. And the question is, when will this board of directors make the decision? How soon do they have to act on this? Is it like at their next board meeting, or do they have to convene a special meeting just to deal with this offer?
I would think it would be odd if they didn't convene a special meeting for just to handle this, because this is major.
Yeah.
You know, who cares about what's on the calendar for the next, you know, the next meeting's on the calendar. It doesn't matter. This is something they should be getting together with right now.
Right. So that means there might be an answer on this relatively soon. What do you think about this, guys? I mean, is this the right way to do this? Is this the best way to bring some level of more freedom of speech to social media, is to just buy out one of the big corporations and run it yourself? Or should he have gone the other direction and launched, you know, Elon's Mastodon or whatever?
Well, no one can complain like, oh, no one's on Elon's Mastodon, because
everyone's
on Twitter.
Everyone's on Twitter.
He can just create a new thing from what's already built.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a new thing. I mean, unless he renamed it, I guess. But he's got the built-in.
Well, he could change it up, right?
He could change it. He's got the built-in user base. And I don't know how many users Twitter has. It's much smaller, I suspect, than Facebook. I don't know what. I know Facebook is down like 500 million people. The last we heard, and that was sometime last year that those numbers came out.
That's so curious to me, too. Why would that company want to kill itself? Like
Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't think it wants to. It's just losing users.
Losing users because they're destroying their client base. No, nobody wants to be on it if they're constantly on a 30-day ban.
Well, what percentage of people have to deal with that, I don't know. But
it's a lot. I was surprised. Like, I get a 30-day ban. I'm hyper-political, and I'm very hyperbolic on Facebook. But, you know, I've seen some real average normies that I would never expect to be on a ban. Say, oh, I'm just getting off a 30-day ban. Like, what were you, you know, smack-talking the New Orleans Saints? What, I mean,
yeah. My friend, she got, I don't know if it was a 30-day ban, but she got suspended because somebody said, I had to get a COVID test to apply for an at-home job. Isn't that crazy? And she just said, for an at-home job? And she got suspended on Twitter or Facebook.
Normies.
And she's, you know, like, she's not on there saying, destroy the government.
To me, $43 billion seems like a lot of money just for a damn website. I mean, I get that the user base has got to be worth something.
It has value.
And the market decides these things, and the market made that decision.
It does. So. And, you know, when you buy a business, you know, a lot of the time, most of the time, I'd say when you buy a business, you're not really buying, like, the equipment and the inventory. That's not what's important. What's important is you're buying the book of business.
The customer base.
The customer base.
Yeah.
And Twitter is a huge one of those.
Yep, that's true.
So,
and they've been around for a long time.
And he probably has a really big following on there, which he would have to...
followers.
Yeah, he'd have to rebuild that somewhere else.
Which is why Trump is all in a tizzy about the Truth Social website that he tried launching early March, which after months of delays, it finally came out. Trump posted once on day number one and then didn't come back and was reportedly bellyaching about it in, you know, private with his advisors or whatever. But
wait, and it's a tizzy about what part? Like, what was he mad about?
The fact that, probably the fact that the thing was botched. They they launched on just Android, or sorry, just on iPhone, not Android. They didn't have an Android app. They didn't have a website. And so, no wonder he doesn't have as many followers as he thought he was going to. He basically cut off the supermajority of the potential for people to be able to follow him. iPhones are only 1/10, last I heard, of the cell phone market.
And how many Trump dads
are having iPhones?
Have iPhones.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great question.
Dads who like Trump.
But that said, he still had, like, apparently 500,000 followers on his new sites. It's like, you know, that's nothing to... It's a shame.
Yeah, you should get in there.
Like, you got 500,000 people that want to follow you. You should be posting at least every day. Yep. I mean, Trump had no problem posting multiple times a day back when he was on Twitter.
Couldn't
so why
get him
he
off
can't,
of it.
Yeah, so
well,
why
they
he
could
he,
get him off it, but you couldn't get him off it when he was allowed
yeah,
to be there.
So why can't he just, like, post every now and then on his, I don't know.
It's suspect. I don't see how somebody would just be like, oh, it wasn't exactly right. I'm just not going to post. I feel like it's suspect. So, like, for some
in
reason,
what way?
I don't know, threatened?
I don't know.
Donald's kind of a... I mean,
he's prissy.
He's prissy. He wants stuff done, and he's a boss. He wants stuff done now, and he wants it done right, and
it
he doesn't
wasn't
want
right.
excuses. He wants things handled.
Don't you think he would at least send out something that was like, listen, we're going to do this again. We're going to do it right. We're going to get rid of this one.
It's
it
been
seems
really
unprofessional.
Yeah, why it has gone this direction, I don't know. But there's an interesting little detail here. Apparently... Ted's Chris Anderson interviewed Musk, asked him if there was a plan B if this current offer on Twitter is rejected, and Musk said, there is.
I love when he talks like that.
He's got something going, man. He's an interesting character. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll talk about Bitcoin and psychopathy on the way, plus silencers. Are those now banned? I don't know. We're going to find out more about it on the way. It's free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing Buy American. Speaking in North Carolina, he said it's becoming a reality in his administration. The president promoting homegrown technology and manufacturing and saying the United States must invest more money in research and development to stay competitive in the global economy. The White House COVID czar says the United States is in a very, very different situation than China when it comes to an uptick in cases. Dr. Ajit Jha says the country has a high-quality set of vaccines and has done a better job of vaccinating older people than China.
Our situation is very, very different, and so I'm not worried about a China-like situation here.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, Shanghai and other Chinese cities are facing another round of lockdowns. USA Radio News. The McBride wildfire is continuing to rage near Redoso, New Mexico, and has killed at least two people and is currently 0% contained. Incident Commander Dave Bales says his team took control of overseeing the fire response and will be bringing a full range of logistics to the local community and firefighters.
We're going to bring the full availability of all our aviation and ground resources to fully suppress both the McBride and Nogal Canyon fires.
Over 200 homes have been destroyed in the fire. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is looking into new gun detection technology for the subway system following Tuesday's mass shooting. Adams telling several local news outlets that he is seeing if there is any kind of high-tech scanners that could detect weapons without causing any disruption in movement to get into the subway system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us here whether you want to talk about Elon Musk's offer to buy Twitter, take it private, and really piss off some of the people that are on the left and are already freaking out over the possibility of Elon Musk running Twitter. The number 603-283-6160. We're still not real sure on exactly what his belief system is. He says some things that make him sound really libertarian sometimes, like calling out the government for being a monopoly on violence. I mean, he has said...
I know. He's been reading something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he has been getting people to tell him what the people want.
The people don't want that.
Yeah,
though.
Nobody talks like that. That's just us, Bon.
That's a libertarian thing. People don't want libertarianism. I mean, they just don't.
Like, if Elon Musk comes out and says the government is a gang of criminals writ large, yeah. I'm going to be like, okay.
He basically said that.
Okay, I know he did, yeah. But I want to hear him use those words, because then we will definitely know that's Murray Rothbard.
Mm.
And if we start hearing chapter and verse quotes, then we're going to know at that point.
The people that have the monopoly on the memes are the libertarians, and that's what Elon Musk is into. So I think he just got somebody to go do a study. What are these good meme people like?
Tell me what the good meme people are all about.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting to watch this develop. I don't think there's really much else to say at this time. Now he's waiting for an answer from the Twitter board of directors. We'll continue to update you as that develops. On the way, we'll get into silencers, potential new restrictions coming from the federal government. Apparently, it was also part of this order that came out earlier this week about the ghost guns being quote-unquote banned. And we looked at that earlier, but we'll revisit it on the way here. Bonnie, you had a story about the Bitcoin psychopaths somebody's claiming that people who are really into Bitcoin are likely to have psychopathic tendencies.
Yeah.
And we started this last night, and it was just, it was too confusing or whatever, and we didn't really get a chance to talk about it.
The first few paragraphs alone didn't do the article enough justice. Like, mm-hmm. we were too confused about what they were trying to say. So I can just start from the
beginning.
We'll
see if we can make sense of it here.
This is from New York Post. It says, Bitcoin fans are psychopaths who don't care about anyone. Study shows.
No, they're confusing autists for, Aspergo capitalism is heavily drawn towards things like Bitcoin.
Yeah, I was going to say, what percentage of Bitcoiners are autistic?
A ton.
Oh, I bet. The average Bitcoin investor is a calculating psychopath with an inflated ego, according to scientists. A team of experts recently surveyed more than 500 people to uncover the personality traits that are most common among crypto nuts. They identified that many investors exhibit signs of the dark tetrad, a group of four unsavory traits made up of narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and sadism.
Okay.
In plain English, that means dark tetrads have an inflated sense of importance and derive pleasure from the pain of others, which, what does that have to do with liking Bitcoin?
I just don't understand, I can't speak for the Bitcoin community or whatever, because I don't know most of them, but I know the community here in New Hampshire pretty well, mm-hmm. and New Hampshire, of course, is one of the top places on the planet if you're a crypto person to actually be and to use cryptocurrency, and it seems to me like people here are quite concerned with the well-being of others, and that is one of the driving forces behind why we want people to adopt cryptocurrency. Because, yeah, it's one thing to say, oh, okay, well, I got my Bitcoin, screw all the rest of y'all. That's not the that's not the viewpoint here. It's like,
I go around giving crypto to people. Yeah. I want people to open wallets. We were in, what was that town? We were in Plymouth the other day.
Yeah.
We went out to lunch in Plymouth. I got the waitress a wallet open. I give her $10 worth. I do it constantly.
Yeah.
I always give. If anybody wants to donate crypto to me to give to other people, speak up, because I'm running my own drive.
I used to do that prior to being arrested last year for the Crypto 6 charges.
I totally picked up that torch.
Yeah, and being thank you for that. And well, you were doing it prior to my arrest, but that was something that I was doing, was giving away cryptocurrency here in the Keene area. We were running advertisements on local radio here and local print publications, inviting people to install their first crypto wallet. And if you were a crypto newbie, wouldn't give it to people that had already had it. It's like, if you were brand new, you'd get $50 worth of crypto. It was like $25 worth of Bitcoin Cash and $25 worth of Dash.
Which is worth a fortune now compared to what it was back then, probably.
It's probably worth some more. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a fortune, but, I've done it with hundreds of people in this area, and it's just like, it's a mission to try to help people understand good money. It's the same thing is true about gold backs and precious metals. And
that's what we brought up last night when we got to this part of the article, is they said that they're making it seem like people want to hoard crypto and watch everybody else suffer because they have the dollar.
They're whining communists. That's all it is.
What we brought up was a lot of crypto people I know are evangelists.
Yeah.
They want everyone else to be getting a part of the same thing they are.
Well, and okay, so you could come at that from a cynical perspective. You could
and
say
they are.
And they are. Yeah. You could say, oh, well, you're only evangelical because you want the price to go up. You want people to come on board. It's all a big Ponzi scheme.
Still doesn't make you a statist. Who are you hurting?
That being said, I can't wait to be rich, and I can't wait to watch them rot. I hope they enjoy their poverty forever. Good luck to them. And I'm being a psychopath when I say that.
Well, it says they also, the scientists also find it, the crypto nuts also find it difficult to empathize with others and are sly and manipulative.
That is the most untrue thing I've ever, to actually be immersed in a crypto community, that is the opposite of what I see.
Yeah, we can't get people to, most crypto people can't get people to agree with them and figure out what they're doing. It's been a slow, steady climb.
The whole purpose of Bitcoin in the first place, if anybody, for anybody who's read the actual, you know, Satoshi's white paper, the legendary white paper, it's all about helping out the common man and getting them away from the institutional banking empire that is destroying their fortune over and over again with things like, you know, the Enron scandal and the housing bubble and the various, you know, the meddling with interest rates constantly.
Yeah. I mean, I've got my critiques of the crypto quote-unquote community out there, but it wouldn't be that they're psychopaths. It would be that they're cultists.
Totally.
That's, if I'm going to criticize, that's where I'm going to focus on. And you're not saying you're a cultist, are you?
I like crypto a lot. Dude, I think it's very, I think it's very, very, very important to the future of a peaceful, happy,
so do I.
Prosperous mankind.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that it is a tremendous tool, as you mentioned, to empower the individual and to move away from states and violent governments. Mm-hmm. And it's a pro-peace thing, and that's one of the reasons why the Sharia Free Church has been so involved in it. Of course, we're being targeted by that very state.
That's
now
why I'm a very happy member of the Sharia Free Church.
But when I say a cult, what I mean is the problem is with the cult mentality, the team mentality, I guess, of people who are like, my crypto's the best crypto, and no other crypto will ever beat this crypto. Like, and you see it in the Bitcoin maximalists, right?
Yeah,
there's them.
Yeah.
They're the most obvious ones because, well, they're the biggest one. But it's just as existing in other cryptocurrencies as well.
I'm kind of a Monero tyrant.
Yeah,
but you're wearing a Bitcoin hat right now.
I am, but Daryl W. Perry gave me this like 8 years ago, and my hair's a mess. So,
well, I like Bitcoin probably more than you do, Ian, because you. I don't know. You like it. I guess nobody's the most critical of it on the show.
Nobody's very critical. Our co-host, Nobody, very critical of Bitcoin BTC. I still, you know, have a warm place in my heart for it. I think Bitcoin BTC would be great if they fixed it and made it usable as money.
I love the Model T. I love seeing the Model T driving down the street. They're awesome. They're so cool. They putt, putt, putt down the street, you know?
Yeah, but
I like Bitcoin for the same exact reason I like Model Ts.
You say you're partial Monero, but you're not someone who is a Monero only person. If somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, Matt, I want to buy your cooking at Porkfest," or
I'll take whatever they want to give me.
Within reason, you'll take a lot of different cryptos.
Yeah,
and so you're not a Monero maximalist per se, in that you believe it's the one true, the only way. You might think it's the best option. Everybody's got a favorite.
Definitely prefer it over all else.
I think everybody has a preference. That makes sense. But to be rude to other people from other, you know, crypto fandom, there's a lot of that in the community, and it's...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, if you're interested in learning about the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can get on over to Bitcoin.com. And you can do that there. That's Bitcoin.com. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
We also want to invite you to go to news.bitcoin.com if you wanted to get the latest news headlines about cryptocurrency. You can do that. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. They got them for you updated every single day. Coming up, we get a chance, we'll give you an update on what insanity has been happening in El Salvador, the supposed Bitcoin capital, they want you to believe, at least, about El Salvador. The president there signed a law that makes Bitcoin legal tender back in September, and we've kind of been following that situation for a while. But now he's not focused on Bitcoin anymore and is instead focused on cracking down on gang members and destroying the civil liberties of the people of El Salvador in the process. We can give you an update on that, plus silencers potentially being restricted even further in the United States. But Bonnie, you were telling us about this story from the New York Post about cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin fans apparently being psychopaths. And we'll continue that in just a moment. But first, Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, you guys there?
All right. Yes, sir.
Hang on, let me take it off speaker.
Okay.
All right. Late breaking news from the A&H News Network. You could pick their own acronym, but I would think it would stand for, let's see, A&H.
I've never heard of it.
Astute and honorable. No, I made it up.
Oh, okay.
Could stand for
so what's the news, man?
Well, evidently, women can get women pregnant.
Huh?
Yeah, this whole, you know, identity, I can be whatever I want to be. They're putting dudes in prison with chicks. And dude knocked a couple of chicks up.
Well,
yeah.
If you're not on estrogen, are you really a woman?
Don't
you have to at least be put on estrogen?
Evidently, his sacks still work, darling. They're making babies.
Well, thank you, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
I could see you saying you're non-binary, and I would respect that. I would be nice to you and everything. But if you're not even willing to put in the effort to be on estrogen and you just want to be a woman, mm-hmm. I don't get that. Like, don't you want to be a woman?
And then proceed to have sex with the women there with your... your unit. I don't think we should get to to detail.
Everybody's
here.
Thinking the same thing.
We are on broadcast radio, but that is an issue when it comes to jails, right? Like now with trans people being more, at least, out and prevalent, at least that we're more aware of them. How does a jail handle a situation like that?
Well, it doesn't sound like a trans people issue to me. It sounds like a people. Pretending, like pervert issues, somebody pretending to be trans. Because
well,
you're not trans if you're not on estrogen, right?
I don't know.
Unless you
don't
just have no access to it.
I don't think that that's part of the definition. I think that they're just saying if I'm a woman, if somebody says they're a woman, then they're supposed to be a woman or something like that.
I would think that'd be the bare minimum, like...
That you would expect them to be on estrogen for
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to, well, I don't know. You know, why are we talking? We have a resident tranny who can answer all
she's
this media
right
reports.
Now.
She's just not here right now. But
a resident tranny who's facing prison time.
I know.
She showed kids whose parents wouldn't let them get on estrogen mm-hmm. or take them to the hospital how to use Bitcoin to buy estrogen or whatever hormone from India online with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So I think that
she'd
probably
that.
Be on my side. No, I'm just saying yeah. she'd be on my side that you got to put in effort, right?
I think
and
so.
I don't think you have to wear makeup to be trans. I don't think you have to do your hair
a certain
way. No, but
you should shave the beard. You know, like, that's why I say, like, Aria, I'm happy to call her a she because she puts in the effort to... To look female.
Aria is just so dang cool
yeah.
that I'll call her whatever she wants to be called.
I told her I'm not calling her a they. I'm not going to go that
she
far.
She doesn't want to be called a they.
I would have to draw the line at a they, yeah. too, but Aria's not one of those.
No, and she wouldn't. Yeah. She said that she wouldn't do that. But that, to me, is, like, too crazy.
I think they kind of drive Aria up the wall, too.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Big time.
Definitely.
Well, because it's like people like this who are like, I'm a woman, but I'm just going to continue letting my body make all this testosterone and have
stubble.
Stubble, yeah. That's just strange. I mean, if you are not in a place yet where you're able to start hormones, I'm not talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your plans in the future. But I don't see how you can say, I have a thing in my brain that tells me I'm in the wrong body. And it gives me, you know, dysmorphia to see that I have boobs. And a period, but yet you don't want to go on testosterone.
Mm.
That doesn't make you, I don't believe you at that point. I don't know.
The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in here. So, Bonnie, you were telling us about these alleged Bitcoin psychopaths, people who are being accused of having no feeling towards other humans. They not only that, they say they were getting pleasure from the pain of others, Schadenfreude.
Yes, this... So these scientists found in a study that Bitcoin enthusiasts have narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and
Machiavellianism
sadism.
Is like plotting, right? Like manipulating people?
Yeah, like getting your way to the top.
Okay.
Self-importance, and they derive pain from or pleasure from the pain of others.
To me, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No. We know some really, 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 really rich Bitcoiner type people, and none of them are bad guys.
Mm.
Not the ones I know.
Nope. Well, scientists at Queensland University of Technology described their findings, in research published in the journal Personality and Individual Differences earlier this month. They asked 566 people to complete personality surveys, as well as answer questions about their attitudes to crypto. Of the participants, 1 in 4 reported that they owned crypto, and 2/3 showed an interest in crypto investing.
Okay.
I mean, you can say, oh, that sounds cool, and not have any crypto or know anything about it, so. All 4 dark tetrad traits correlated with an affinity for investing, each for their own reasons.
Oh, so this is their idea of a psychopath is someone who wants to get ahead in life by investing. This is what I'm smelling.
Yeah.
According to researchers, dark tetrads are partly drawn to crypto because they are prepared to take risks. Digital assets such as Bitcoin are infamously volatile, and the feast or famine nature of investing is particularly enticing to some.
I don't see why it would be enticing to a psychopath more so than anyone else. You don't have to be a psychopath to be a risk taker.
I was about to say, is a risk taker a psychopath?
No.
When I was in high school, we all took these in this financial class I was in. We all took these personality tests or whatever, and everybody was saying, oh, wow, I got a 10 on that one. I got a 3 on that one. I don't remember what the numbers meant, but I didn't say anything because mine was, like, way higher than anyone else's. And if you look at all our careers now, they have babies, and they're in the Air Force or a nurse or whatever, and I'm just... I don't even know what I am.
You're just awesome.
You make great cookies, Bonnie.
I do make great cookies.
Your cookies are awesome.
Well, study lead author Dr. D. Wang, but I didn't get to my point. I don't think I'm a psychopath.
Okay.
I may be a narcissist.
I do not think you are a narcissist.
Well, I've always thought
you're a narcissist.
Narcissism is good. But, I mean, like, a thing that
people
put down the tendencies of narcissists wrongly, I think.
When I think of narcissist, I think of someone who's so into themselves that it's they and only them, period, end of story. Everybody else is just inconvenient meat that they can use or not use.
So self-love to the harm of others.
Yeah.
Exclusion of others.
Narcissism's not a good... Not a good trait. So
not the same as self-love.
Yeah, it's not self-love, self-esteem. You know, those are good things. Narcissism is kind of an ugly thing.
I think just thinking you're really great, like, wow, just, I love being me. Whenever I think, what if I was someone else? What if I woke up and I was someone else? I get like, oh, I need to not think of that. Like, I don't want to wake up and be anyone else. I don't know.
I don't want you to do that either.
Well...
I'd spend a lot of time in front of a mirror if I woke up someone else. Really got to do some analysis there.
I used to always think of that as a kid.
All right.
Study-led author Dr. D. Wang, or study-lead author Dr. D. Wang wrote in The Conversation, quote, dark tetrad triads are dark because of their evil qualities.
Every time I hear dark tetrad, I keep thinking of like a gang. It sounds to me like a gang name. Yep.
Says extreme.
Did they actually use the word triad after that? You said dark tetrad triads?
No, sorry.
Because I was going to say triad is definitely a gang name, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Dark tetrad traits are dark because of their evil qualities, extreme selfishness, and taking advantage of others without empathy.
Yeah, this is one of the most unusual hit pieces against Bitcoin.
I wonder who funded the study. I'd like to know more about the study and who did the study.
Yeah, that's an interesting question here. We'll continue.
You know, they don't really use words like evil in studies. That's a very subjective term.
Right.
Yeah, and it sounds like they found what they set out to find, and we don't see any evidence at all in the Bitcoin community, at least here in New Hampshire. There's more on the way here. Bonnie, you want to share that with us coming up? Hour number two is on the way as well. You can join us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.